This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what brought some strength back into the cattle markets?
Well, there was not really any fresh news to go along with it, but I think we pushed the market down hard enough that excited some just buying interest into the marketplace. Box beef continued lower today as we saw it down triple-digit losses on Friday, triple-digit losses yesterday. In the midday today, we're down 68 cents on choice, down 45 on select on a movement of 54 loads. Saw this made at the cattle kill 112,000 head. Did not hear of anything going on in our feed yards, but we did see positive trade and positive closes today in all of our livestock markets. February live cattle were $1.75 higher. April live cattle $1.65 higher. Jan feeders up $2.25. March feeders up $2. And April lean hogs 27 cents higher today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will be hosting a succession and estate planning seminar. Michael Kelsey issues the invitation.
We're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal. We invite all of agriculture to come. And certainly, we want to focus on our members, but if you're a farmer, rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come.
For details about this estate planning seminar, contact the OCA 405-235-4391.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Tom, is there much influencing the grains right now?
No, I think the biggest thing that we saw today was mainly short covering by the funds, Leslie, because there was nothing else out there big. Export inspections did not give us any leeway one way or the other. There was no other fresh news in the market. Informa came out, and they're looking a little larger corn acreage than we had last year, and about 2.6 million more acres of soybeans being planted this year. But when you get past that, it seemed to be more of a technical-led market today. Now, we did see two-sided trading, and we were not able to hold the highs of the day, and even Kansas City wheat was not able to stay on the positive side by the end of the day. March KC wheat lost a penny and a quarter today. July KC down a penny. March Chicago wheat up 0.75 cents. March corn was 4.5 cents higher. July corn up 4.25. March soybeans closed 4.5 higher. July soybeans up 4.25. And March cotton was up 106 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler. Leffler Commodities providing our market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.